So what is meditation? It's very important that we have a little bit an idea what meditation is about. What is it? And there are many different definitions. One of them, which I think is very clear, accessible, it is mind. So we use our mind in meditation. It is a mind that is single-pointedly focused on a virtuous object. Or we can also say on a positive object. And whose function is to make our mind peaceful and calm. So very beneficial, we can understand. So it is a mental action. It is a mental action. That means that in meditation, we do not use our sense awarenesses. We don't look, we don't hear, we don't touch. We try not to wander around with our sense awarenesses. We try to bring our mind inwards. So meditation, we can say, is an inwards job. And when I point here in the middle of my chest, this refers that we are meditating from our heart or from our root mind. It's very helpful to meditate from our heart chakra, where our root mind is located. What I try to explain, we try not to just like intellectually using our head, but we try to meditate from our heart and, if possible, from the depth of our heart. And we can enter into the depth of our heart if we apply some effort to stop distractions, and in particular, if we apply effort to stopping our mind from wandering. Yeah, so because if our mind is thinking about 100,000 other things, even our eyes are closed, even our body is still, even if we don't listen to anything, but our mind can still wander. So that's because it is an inside job. So our mind needs to come home. Where is the home of our mind? This is our heart chakra, where our root mind is located. So we try to to bring our mind inwards, and then during the meditation, remaining there single-pointedly. Yeah? And the object of meditation, this is then going to change. We will understand this. It's either a determination or a belief. But very, very important that we clearly understand and find the object of meditation, because if we have no object of meditation, then there is no meditation. Meditation is not just like relaxing or putting our mind in blank, or just like even listening to music. That's from Buddhist point of view, that's not meditation. So it's an inside job. We give our mind a job. And what is the job? It has to concentrate single-pointedly on a virtuous object. So that's like very briefly, but again, in many of Venerable Geshe-la's books, you can read more about meditation, deepen your understanding on what is meditation. And it is also, I think it's in particular, in general, but in particular, important to understand that we can also say when we talk about it, it is a mental action, to understand that we are creating karma. Karma. Yeah, so we can engage in different actions, in mental actions, verbal actions, physical actions. And from within these, the mental actions are the most important. And an action always has a result. Now, if we perform a mental action, its result is definite. So I think for this meditation, because it is a little bit magical, or maybe we don't understand it very clearly at the beginning, maybe we are not so sure about, but yeah, we should not have doubts that if we engage in these meditations of taking and giving wholeheartedly, that even if maybe we don't see immediate results, that we are creating unbelievable, immeasurable, beneficial causes, which will become reality. Yeah, if the result of an action is definite, then yeah, and we create the cause, then the result will be definite. So please don't forget this point. And again, if you would like to deepen your understanding on karma, fantastic chapter on karma in How to Transform Your Life. Yeah, it's a lot involved. And yeah, just that we understand, Venerable Geshe-la repeats this actually several times. Even if we think our meditation is not going well and it wasn't like single-pointedly and it wasn't so successful as we wished for, we are definitely creating the causes to experience inner peace in the future. So I think just like a little bit